the Fashian Journal. This 40-chapter record of Buddhist kingdoms is a precious travelogue compiled through interviews with the monk Fashian, which presents cultural documentation of his momentous Silk Road journey to India. He was the first Chinese pilgrim to survive the arduous journey and return to his homeland, carrying Buddhist sutras, texts, and canon from the original sources. His advanced age and determination were exemplary in this undertaking. In this regard, Fashian is said to have traveled on foot from China across icy desert and rugged mountain passes. He entered India from the northwest following a historical route through central Indian cities across the Ganges River, visiting Buddhist birthplace in southern Nepal and continuing east to Patra. After a historic 14-year pilgrimage, Fashian returned to China, where he spent the rest of his life translating and editing the sutras he had collected. It was then that an unknown writer visited the monk at his home to document his travels in writing. The writer recalled Fashian as modest and truthful in this, his quoted recollection. Quote, "When I look back on what I have gone through, my heart is involuntarily moved and the perspiration flows forth. That I encountered danger and trod the most perilous places without thinking of or sparing myself was because I had a definite aim and thought of nothing but to do my best in my simplicity. Thus it was that I exposed my life where death seemed inevitable if I might accomplish but a 10,000th part of what I had hoped." End quote. The pictorial journal presented here sought to document Fashian's observations of religious tradition in Buddha's homeland some 1,600 years ago via text quotations taken from James Legge's annotated translation.